On February 12, 1918, Enver Pasha sends a Turkish force into eastern Turkey, now void of Russian soldiers. About 20,000 troops of the Armenian National Army, who had fought alongside the Russians, stand in the way. They are well equipped with guns and supplies, but cannot hold out for long against the Turks and begin a fighting retreat toward the Caucasus. Enver's army quickly captures the port of Trabzon and the strategic city of Erzurum, where the Turks had been routed 2 years earlier by the Russians. By the end of April, the Turks control most of the region around Lake Van, including the cities of Van, Bitlis, and Mush. In Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm and his generals are suspicious of their allies' advance into the Caucasus, where the rich oil fields of Baku are the great prize. By this time, all the great powers recognize the importance of oil. Short on fuel, Germany has a critical need for the oil in Baku. The Turkish advance must be stopped, and the general staff sends several angry messages to Enver, who ignores all of them. By the end of July, the Ottoman Third Army stands on the heights overlooking Baku. The city is defended by an odd combination of Russian, Armenian, and Muslim forces. The Turks attack several times without success, and then about 2,000 British troops arrive in the city, commanded by General L.C. Dunsterville. London is also concerned about the Turkish advance. They would like to add the oil in Baku to their post-war gains and are willing to fight for it. But the enemy has at least 10 times the number of troops that Dunsterville has cobbled together. Soon, his multinational command begins to fall apart, just as the Turks renew their attack in the middle of September. This time, unlike Gallipoli, the British know when to quit. Dunsterville withdraws his troops into Royal Navy transports that have been waiting at the dock on the Caspian Sea. The British effort to take Baku is short-lived, and after Turkish artillery bombards the remaining defenders, the city falls to Enver's army on September 15, 1918. Without the Russian army to stop them, the Turkish campaign in the Caucasus is a great success. Encouraged by his string of victories, Enver goes on with his plans to unite all the Muslim people in Turkey, Iran, and Central Asia. He now calls his soldiers the Army of Islam, and he leads them farther and farther away from where they are really needed, in Palestine, where the British are scoring their own string of victories. But Enver is caught up in his dream, and leads his men forward on a mission that can never be accomplished. 4 years later, the dream ends. With his Army of Islam reduced to a handful of followers, Enver is surrounded by Soviet troops in far-off Turkmenistan and killed on August 4th, 1922.